Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
I need a concert review from Louie. He was there last night.
Oh, you must be exhausted.
Yeah, the man's half alive right now. You gotta call him out.
A little tired right now.
He saw Guns N' Roses in concert.
Wow.
Did Axl Rose come out on time?
Yep, out early. They started the show at 7:45.
Why?
Yeah, because they sent out emails yesterday that the MSG venue rules the curfew. They have a very long show, so they had to start it early. Oh, 7:45 to 11:05.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. It's a new day, Scott.
That's very polite. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, politeness from Guns N' Roses.
Well, they know it's a work
They're a changed band, yeah.
So they had plenty to say.
Oh, it was great. It was a great show. It was awesome.
You
would love their version of Live and Let Die. So good.
They got any of the fire pods going on?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Can't
not as good
that.
As McCartney,
you
but
can't
yeah.
do that.
What's
song?
A fire pod?
That's one of them, like fireworks.
Just those things that just go,
when they go
control.
Live and Let Die.
Oh, I love that.
So, you know, it's
that
funny when McCartney does it, mm-hmm. a lot of people who have never seen Paul or, you know, haven't been to that kind of, he's been doing that since Wings.
Right.
But they don't know it's coming up, and it scares the boo-boo out of them. People jump because now he's got him on steroids.
Yeah.
I mean, so let me ask you a question. What kind of crowd did they have?
Sold out completely.
Yeah, but
everyone
who were
was
they?
Nuts. I was mixed. It was mixed. A lot of different folks. He covered Wichita Linemen. This is a different band that you know from back in the day.
But did it sound like Wichita
Linemen? Yeah, it was great. It was great. It was toned down. It was really
Guns
nice.
Guns N' Roses did Wichita Linemen.
Yes.
I would love to hear that.
And they brought out Pink to do their song Patience.
Oh, I love Pink.
Yeah, they did a duet of that. Yeah, it's a very different band. It's
great. Yeah. Pink came out and sang Patience.
In the encore, yes.
That patience about 7 minutes long.
No, she only did a little bit, not the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was great.
She
they honored Chris Cornell.
No
trapeze. No,
they did a tribute to Chris Cornell.
Yeah, I won't say what song because Kermit's going and
spoiler
other people alerts. Are going to go.
I don't want to do that. Okay,
it was great. It was unbelievable. 3 hours plus. I'm exhausted. A lot of screaming.
When I worked in Los Angeles, that was at the height of. You know, when their first album came out, it was crazy.
Appetite for Destruction.
And he loved my show.
Oh.
Axl Rose.
That's nice.
But Axl never slept back then.
Mm.
He would get up and you know, he'd be up all night, wouldn't get up. But he would just stumble by the station unannounced all the time. He must have been on my show like nine times.
Like Richard Lewis yesterday, but a little different.
Did you kick him out like you did Richard Lewis?
No, I didn't kick Richard Lewis out.
That's very funny.
It's time for you to go, that's all.
And he went.
Wow.
Because we couldn't do a show. He had everybody laughing so hard.
He was
it's
really
great.
Cute.
It had nothing to do with that Vesta you were wearing, huh?
He didn't seem to.
You banished him.
What did he say? What did he say? I was at the Wink Martindale Open.
Yes.
In Bermuda.
Look at what you're wearing.
Yeah, how about he also got Dan Taylor?
Yeah. He said, I didn't know they opened Robert Hall again.
By the way, if you didn't hear it yesterday, be sure and check out the podcast.
Yeah, it's the full interview's up. It's great.
And you can't tell other people most of what he said because you don't deliver it like he does. He's so great.
Right. He's very, very good. Oh, all right, God. I got to get going here. Time for you to go, Louie.
Yeah, wait.
Shannon in the Morning Radio Broadcast, show number 821. Special thanks to all of our P1 listeners tuned in this morning. And you are just in time for the John Elliott Forecast. You know, I really, really don't envy you and your job. It's because this rain just moves in and out, and you're trying to figure out when it's going to be wet and when it's not. That's got to be a difficult gig.
Right now I'm working on, I think, about year 13 of university. So I've studied for some of this, Scott. We did mention rain yesterday, and we did have the timing nailed. But it is a challenge that I look forward to every day, and then I get to be on radio.
That's great, isn't it? Well, thank you so much for being on radio.
You put a bow on that.
Brightening our days. I don't know what that is. I have no idea what he just said.
I know, but it worked.
But it sounded intelligent to me. Yeah. It is 7:13 here at CBS FM. Jeez. Yeah, he had the timing just right. Here's Patty and today's
What do you mean? I said it was going to rain in the morning.
Yesterday.
I said it was going to rain overnight into the morning.
You said it was going to rain yesterday.
Kermit, check the tape.
I heard you say
chance
that.
Chance of rain rolling in late yesterday, overnight, Thursday morning commute's going to be wet.
Okay.
I think you might have said it would have rained a little earlier than it did,
though. Yeah, you said it was going to rain all day.
I know.
I've heard you.
Check that tape. Check that tape.
I love you anyway. I don't care. I'm like, you know what? I'm like those Yankee fans that wanted to fire Joe Girardi last week, and now they love him.
He just threw his microphone.
Patty's in here with the entertainment update.
Yesterday we told you that TMZ claimed Harvey Weinstein was headed by private jet to a sex rehab clinic in beautiful Switzerland. Well, today they're reporting his jet made a big fat U-turn and dropped the portly pervert in Arizona.
He didn't make a U-turn. He never was going to Europe, I think.
Well, they made a U-turn in their heads then.
Right, there you go.
He is possibly at the luxurious Meadows Rehab, which handles all sorts of addiction and behavioral issues. The Meadows has a program called Gentle Path, a 45-day rehab for sex addicts that includes equine and expressive arts therapy as well as meditation and yoga. That's going to fix
Isn't
Big
that
Barf.
The Michael Douglas sex rehab of choice?
Yeah, what is equine and expressive arts therapy going to do for a sex fiend?
I don't know.
Meantime, we also hear Harvey's recently departed wife, Georgina Chapman, has apparently found a new BFF in Huma Abedin. That is, of course, Anthony Weiner's soon-to-be ex. The two are sharing the downfall of their famous husbands through their creepy sex issues.
Did you read that whole story about how NBC TV passed on that whole special?
Yeah, I sure did.
They had the whole report and everything. They said, well, we don't think it's ready for TV yet.
He was way too powerful, I guess, for them to dive in.
And, they're all,
and now they're all piling on.
Now
they can't get there fast enough.
The Washington Post is working on a new one, too, I read somewhere.
Boy, if that doesn't tell you something about how power manages to take care of itself.
Ronan, the kid Ronan, goes to NBC and says, I got this whole thing ready to go, because he was a freelancer
for him.
And he said, it's all set to go. And they said, well,
no, we don't want that. And then he takes it to the New Yorker, which was running with it. And they said, oh, well, the story changed. He said, nothing about the story changed.
He said, it's the same
thing. It's the same exact
NBC
story.
NBC said, well, he finished it up. It's doing great now. Had it all ready for broadcast. No, he didn't. It's the same story, the same information, the same interviews.
Great, NBC. Go back to Megyn Kelly. Add another chapter to the Alec Baldwin epic meltdown expose. As usual, this one happened on the streets New York City this week. A witness happily called Page Six to say Alex was spotted screaming at a driver at University Place in 11th. Says the witness, he called the driver of a big black SUV a meatball.
Hey, meatball.
And kept telling him in the passenger to get out of the car. Now, of course, they refused, and he got out his phone, started videotaping them. They pulled away. He took a picture of their license plate and then petulantly threw his extra large drink into the gutter. I remember back in 2014, he was arrested in that same area for riding his bike the wrong way down Fifth Avenue and then becoming belligerent and arguing with cops.
Who'd want to get into a fist fight with him?
You would not get out of your car and go
ahead. He's got such an angry attitude about everything.
I know. Doesn't... that sounds familiar.
Meatball! A lot of these stars have past incidents that are now coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have a video of Jimmy Kimmel from a few years ago on the street doing a bit, asking women what's in his pants.
You know, this is the thing. If you think about how far this can go, we're all just going to have to go back to the days where women stayed in one room while men enjoyed their cigars in the other room. I mean, we are human beings, but... There is no moment at which you should lay your hands on or require sexual activity from another person if they don't want it. So
how about this? He asked the women to feel his crotch to guess what he stuffed in his pants. He says, put your hands on it. All right, put your mouth on it. It goes
what?
On it.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
It's in the video.
Oh, man.
And then there's Ben Affleck has apologized for an appearance that he made many years ago on TRL.
Right.
What was that all about?
He put his arm around her and she went, ooh, like that, because he scrubbed a little handful.
Yeah, a little side boob action.
I watched the video and it looks to me like he was pretty well oiled up.
Really?
Yeah, if you watch.
I didn't feel that way, but
you
I didn't? Yeah, no.
You saw the video?
Yeah, I saw it.
He was young, goofy Ben Affleck.
Yeah, he was a little goofy, but he just seemed.
All right.
He couldn't keep his eyes
open. I thought that might be a clue that he was drinking a little bit.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't notice that, but I was more looking at where his hand was than his eyes.
His hands were everywhere.
I know. Radio.com.
I guess the Boy Scouts are having some problems. They're running low on members. Membership has dropped down because of all the other activities that young men, you know, have in front of them these days.
Sports, karate, music.
Girls. Things like that. So now the Boy Scouts want to borrow some girls.
From the Girl Scouts, so
right, the girls,
that's the problem. And brownies.
The Girl Scouts have their own problems. They say, "Wait a minute, we're falling behind too. Why are you taking what we have?"
Right, exactly.
And they're not going to change the name of it. It's still going to be the Boy Scouts. So why would a girl leave the Girl Scouts and go join the Boy Scouts?
You know what? It all has to do with the curriculum that they do. They're going to do the kinds of things that Boy Scouts do and Cub Scouts do, actually. It's more the Cub Scouts. It's the Boy Scouts. The Cubs are the little guys. And so that's really what they're expanding.
Yeah, and they're more
the girls
outdoorsy,
into.
Where the girls are more arts and crafty.
Right. And next year, 2019, they'll do it for older girls, and they will allow them to become Eagle Scouts. So it's just, I guess it depends on the curriculum you want to follow.
Maybe there are girls who want to be around boys, too. I mean,
you wouldn't, like in the younger years, they're not going to be in the same troops together. They're going to be, or packed.
So you're going to be in a Cub Scout.
Your den will be either male or female, but then the pack, which is where the dens come together, can either be both or not, depending on whoever's leading that pack.
Now I know why I never did this. It's confusing.
See, my kids did, so I know all of the ups and downs.
It wasn't that confusing
brownie,
when I was
Katie's
a kid.
Katie's a brownie.
I think I made it up to a lion. I think I got a lion badge
when
I was a kid. I never made it to Eagle Scout.
Yeah.
I wasn't trustworthy, loyal, or helpful enough.
Are you now, Scott?
Or one of those.
He saw an old woman crossing the street and just ran past
her.
Save yourself. In Canada, they do have boys and girls in the Scouts, but they don't call them Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts.
It's guides, isn't it?
They just call them Scouts.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they have
guides in England, but I don't know about Canada.
Yeah, but in Canada, they don't have boys. They don't have a gender.
Mm-hmm. Specific.
Yeah.
Fun at camp.
Yeah. This is a story that's got me befuddled.
Yeah.
Happened in Utah.
Okay.
A mom left her 3-year-old boy in a corn maze, you know, where you go and
I've
have fun.
I've been in corn mazes myself. Right.
Well, left her 3-year-old boy in a corn maze
and
didn't realize it till the next morning.
What?
Yep, a Home Alone situation.
Wait.
No, it says family members didn't notice that a 3-year-old boy was missing when they left a corn maze in Utah on Monday night, nor did they notice his absence at bedtime or overnight. At 8 a.m., the boy's mother finally called police. It had been 12 hours since a woman discovered the crying boy alone at the crazy corn maze.
Wow. How many kids in the family?
Let's see. He's got
10.
A brother. He revealed the age and the names of his brother and the cat, family cat, so he knew of that. The owners couldn't locate his family. He was turned over to authorities. Tuesday morning, the boy's mom woke up, noticed he was missing.
One's missing.
Wait a minute. Don't you put your 3-year-old kid to bed?
I would think so. That's why I asked how many kids, because I had a friend who had 9 kids in her family, and the mother was working really hard in addition to everything else, and she would, each of the kids, older kids, would take turns dealing with the little ones at bedtime.
That's how many kids were on the Waltons?
Oh,
they had a bunch of them, didn't they?
Six
kids,
or seven.
A lot of
seven.
Kids.
Yeah.
Then you have those blended families.
Uh-huh. Like the Brady Bunch.
But yeah. I think there's only 2 in this family.
Oh, my gosh.
How could you not keep track of 2 people?
I believe they had family and friends over, and in total, she had 10 kids in the house.
Yeah, but still, if you only have... If you only have 2 of your own children,
you should know.
The 3-year-old kind of gets priority about going to bed and making sure their little teeth are brushed.
The 3-year-old.
They're fed.
Yeah, I remember one day I was driving and I was just so out of it and so tired from being a young mother. And I looked in my rearview mirror. And you know, you have that mirror in the car, not the rearview mirror, but a mirror in the car so you can look at your babies. And I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I'm good.
You actually had to count your kids?
That's your story?
That's my story. That's it.
I thought
she didn't leave anybody anywhere.
I thought you were going to tell.
I didn't leave the baby on top of
I shut up to hear your story, and you got nothing. I counted my kids. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. What do you want, a medal?
Well, I'm a good mom. I counted my kids. They
were
all there.
Well, you don't have to tell people you're a good mom unless there's some suspicions about you being a bad mom. For God's sake.
I thought she was going to say she left one on the roof or something. I don't know.
It's like somebody who says, I'm really smart.
She just wanted to jump in there. She just wanted to contribute something.
Oh, well.
Hey, you know what I did? I actually looked there. I counted, made sure I had my kids there. That's the kind of mom I am. What about me? Where's my medal? Jeez. 7:56 here at CBS-FM. She's been busy this morning. She got a lot going on. Sue in traffic right now. She's a good mom. I know. I just heard about it.
Thanks for listening to the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.